the Public Works and Capital Projects. Has everybody got a chance to look at last month's minutes?
Yep.
All right. If there's no changes, or manager, you got a question?
No, just move.
Okay. Motion made by legislator Green to move the minutes. Seconded by legislator Lauren. All in favor? Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Okay, we'll move right into our resolution. Resolution number 364, amending the electric vehicle charging station policy to encourage tourist use. I think we all by now all know what this is about. And we got legislator John Parity here who would like to speak on the issue again. Go ahead, John.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah.
I just brought a little handout for you all.
Mm-hmm.
So, in my rambling, you can follow me.
Okay.
I did it. Okay. First of all, you know, I the electric charging station situation has gone over more than a year now, and I think the use of public resources is a policy issue that really has to be brought, and hopefully brought to the floor. I believe that the policy as it now stands is illegal, and it's also discriminatory. You know, I have a little, all the backup material if anybody ever wanted to look at it, but I saw a quote from a General Mulberry in the U.S. Army that warned his electric car owners in the Army that plugging in with their private vehicles at a government outlet is illegal. The New York State Constitution says no county, city, town, village, or school district shall give a loan, any money or property to, in aid of any individual or private corporation or association or private undertaking. The New York State Comptroller has said and held that the transfer of property is a gift if it is given without or for only nominal consideration. I don't think I have to read the rest of these things. You can follow along or read them on your own time. There are just a couple that I wanted to try to emphasize if I could. You know, I have some questions I'd like to pose, and let's talk about it a little bit, or to whatever degree you want. I mean, the current cost of a kilowatt hour in Ulster County is 16 cents. And the one piece of boilerplate that went out, I think it's at 11 or 12 cents. That's, there's my phone, let me turn it off, all right? Not that I can even hear it. How many people in Ulster County own electric vehicles? I mean, I understand the idea of promoting something that's good for the environment, but to give away a free source of county assets is especially to a small group of people or to anybody actually is that it's not an obligation of the county, an obligation of the government, I think is wrong. What's the county's liability if some that thing fried the batteries in some car? I haven't seen anything written down in terms of that. Not only what was the cost of the infrastructure, but what is the cost to maintain it? These sort of things are something that are built into the cost of the product, whether it be the price of food, the handling, the waste, and everything else. They're all built into it. Now, we have a gifting clause of the state constitution, and three attorneys from the county here, Chris Rucci, Evan Gallo, and Tabby Weiner, all ruled that you can't give away county assets. Free. And We've had one of the best year, tourist years that the county's had. And by their own data and their own water plate, there's not a huge increase in use by out-of-county residents. It's really, it's a legal question, but it's also what's right. What's right for the people of the county, what's right for the residents and taxpayers of Ulster County. Now, in the boilerplate, it also mentioned that the town, the city of Rochester, as an example, is giving it away of free electricity. I have a quote from the article and from their website. As part of the grant funding pilot project, customers will be able to use the charging stations at no cost for the first year. After the first year, there's a charge for it. I would like to point out to everyone that in 2014, November, an opinion to the controller on paying select students, outstanding students who came to the Chamber of Commerce breakfast, to attend the breakfast and be recognized, would be an illegal gift. On October 5th, 2015, an opinion to the controller, paying for select individuals to receive free electricity is okay. The price of electricity is going up. We don't know where it's going to go. The whole concept of promoting it is a good idea. My wife's thinking about getting one. She said, hey, good, you can go down and charge up. I said, I can't charge up. I work for the county. I can't take that. We have our own ethics laws that very clearly state we cannot accept gifts from the county. We can't accept gifts. I think if you take a look at who owns the cars, I went by the little rodeo they had up here on Saturday a couple weeks ago, to be very honest with you. I didn't see too many people who looked like they were less than well off, or maybe people of color or people of whatever here with their cars. I think there's a very select group of folks that have them. I can't see why it's our obligation to supply the middle class and the upper middle class, people that own far more expensive vehicles than most of us do. No false charges for it, the throughway charges for it. And I want to amend the policy that you have in front of you to say that, and I think it's in your packet, that we're not accepting the chores. Everybody has to pay. That would be contrary to my argument right now. It would be contrary to my argument, and so I want to amend the policy in the two or three places in there where there's exclusions. And one is on the front page, just scratching out a segment of Ulster County residents to a group of individuals.
What we were at is that, Sean?
Pardon? That's a,
the last one.
Page 364.
Okay.
And I will give this to you.
Okay.
And on page 2, wiping out the Ulster County resident means any driver utilizing an electric county electric vehicle charging station. That goes. And fee for electric use, energy use, the area Ulster County residents comes out. And it's a reasonable charge. We're not here to make money, but it's got to be reasonable. It's got to be, it can't be discounted because that is improper. So I have documents for everything. No sense of people laboring the thing. I really believe, you know, this is not a life or death issue. We all know that. But I think it's an issue that really should come to the floor and have an opportunity to be debated. And I think the gifting area is very important. In my research, I found where it could cost $4 to $6 to fill up an electric vehicle. So make it $5. If somebody charges 16 times, that's $75. That violates our rules on free on gifting. Over and above who should be paying for it, if we are a county worker, a county employee, a government employee, it's improper to take it, in my opinion. And I think we've done a pretty decent job of laying out why it's wrong and why we should charge. And if they want to put more stations up, that's okay. So, thank you for your time, sir.
You're very welcome, Mr. President.
Anybody have any questions?
No.
I mean, sometimes they talk about it and they'll finish up and take off. Well, the chamber's paying for it. You know, that's a subterfuge because you can't get a list of the people that are using it. And in Onondaga County, they came across an issue like this. And I said, yes, if Walmart wanted to give away free power, and they don't want to tell you who they're giving it to, that's okay. But when you're using a government facility, the public has the right to know who's using the facility, regardless of whether it's a private entity taking care of it. And in terms of the chamber paying for it, I might add a little ridiculousness to the sublime, if I may. That'd be like me laying $1,000 or $2,000 on the counter down at the county swimming pool, and they have to pay $5 to use the pool, so that would be 100, 200 to 400 people, and saying, the first 400 people, well, not the first 400, I want to pay for 400 people to come in. But they got to be only the right people. They have to be, and you pick any example you want. Black, white, green, no tattoos, tall, short. It would be the same thing if I left money on the counter and said pay for people, but only certain people. Thank you.
All right. Anybody like to move this for discussion?
I'll move it.
All right. Any second?
Move it.
Okay, I'm going to take off.
Okay.
I thank you for your time.
You're very welcome.
Yes, ma'am.
Where is it?
This is one of them. Go ahead, I'll bring it back down to you. Here, it's right here, honey.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, one other thing, may I?
Yes, you may.
I've also got an opinion that it is not a conflict of interest if you vote against your own best interest.
Okay.
In other words, to bring it to the floor is not a conflict of interest, even if you...
I understand.
Adios.
Adios.
Take care.
Be safe.
Yes.
Hey,
Pete.
Well, the argument that John just made regarding only special people, well, it's not he's making it sound like it's discriminatory, and it's not. If you own a vehicle, you could use it.
Right.
You would use it if you had a go-kart, you would use it for lobbying. So that doesn't hold any water with it.
No. Like I said, it's free. It's not free. The Chamber of Commerce is paying the county of Ulster to charge the vehicles.
So can I pull up to the county gas pump over on whatever that street is?
If the Chamber of Commerce wanted to pay for it, you could.
If they wanted to pay for it, you could, yes. Nobody's stepping
up. I'm going to ask them that.
What?
Ask Chamber of Commerce if they're willing to
pay
the county $1,000 and somebody can go.
My gut still tells me that this is something that we all know that legislative parity has no great love for Executive Hines, and I think this is where this is all stemming from. This is not the first time I've seen it taking place with Mr. Parity towards the executive office and trying to change or people's mind on policy, and I just think that's a poor argument. And I think that that was not the case. I truly believe that Mr. Parity would not even be this involved in this issue. It's just too minute of an issue. My feeling is, as long as the Chamber of Commerce is willing to pay. And it doesn't cost the taxpayers of this county any money, I don't have a problem with it. Should that change sometime down the road, I would be dead against it.
Right. Right. I mean, I just think it's, you know, why not do it? Not a question, is it?
Does anybody else have any comments? If not, I'll call for a vote.
I don't know, but...
Okay. All in favor of this resolution, signify by saying aye. All opposed, say no.
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 No. And Mayor Community Joe and
I'll vote aye.
Okay. So we have one yes, two no's,
three no's.
She can't vote.
Oh, she's
a game. She owns the deal.
Okay.
She owns the deal.
Gotcha.
So the motion fails. 2-1. The resolution fails 2-1. Correct?
Yeah.
What's the name there?
6. 6, right?
Yeah.
I do want to say one thing, and that is I've been told that the cost for me to charge another one, I'll figure it out for different vehicles, is 45 cents a charge. That's a long way from $5. I just want that bit of information to be over there.
So we just talked about...
Does that actually register? When you plug it in, is there a number there? And then when you unplug, there's another number
yeah,
there?
Yeah, they can track everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's part
of
the...
I mean, that'd be easy to figure out. I mean, you just...
She has
so many
all of that
and then
data.
Times whatever
exactly.
It is.
Exactly. She has all of that data. And they also do have names. And I think if somebody spoils that information, if John's right about the law, they could get the names.
They could get the names.
Yeah.
Can they really?
Why not? If they're used, not that they can.
No, I mean, like you pull in now.
Yeah, I did.
How do they know that you pulled in?
Because we have a little card.
Oh, okay.
That identifies that.
So you have to have a card.
You have to have a card to make
to
the
plug
release. And
okay.
You got to plug it
right.
In.
Okay.
I'm not sure if the software provides the name, but... I know it provides
have a card number.
It provides a zip code.
A zip code, that's
it
right.
It tells where, I'm
but
not sure, I haven't seen it.
ChargePoint would have that, because they have a record. I mean, if it had, if it came to that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I can't.
And then you would be able to track. I thought you just walked up and plugged it
no,
in.
No, you have to have a card.
So, like, if a tourist did come, like, on, say, this Saturday, and they were going to go somewhere in town, and they heard about it, and they went... They won't be able to fill up.
If they have if they have that system, which is called ChargePoint, I think one of the problems for electric vehicles down the road is that if we start having 10 different systems, and essentially everybody has a different credit card, and you can't.
Yeah, yeah.
But if the stations will accept,
it'd be like
we
don't take American Express, we take Visa.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Right now, that's not a problem because ChargePoint is, I think, the main provider, but I've actually made those recommendations moving forward. There are a group of people, and by the way, when we did have that electric vehicle gathering a couple weeks ago in the parking lot, there were people of every ethnicity and
mm-hmm.
every socioeconomic group.
I don't understand what does all that have to do with you're either going to pay for the electric charging or the county. I don't understand where he was heading over all that.
And my car cost $25,000. I'm not a rich person.
I thought there were more than that.
It would have been 30 new, and it had 8,000 miles on it. So they gave me the plug-in, the previous kind of plug-in.
I've made that up already.
And at home I charge it, and I did do the calculation. If I can sell at home, And it's $1.80. That's more so because it's a more efficient charger.
Yeah. And the bottom line is he's going to get it to the board. He's going to do a petition to discharge.
Right.
And he's probably going to get it to the board for debate anyway. Moving on.
435.
Resolution number 435, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into the county Southeast Plumbing Corporation Department of Public Works. This is for,
for county pool?
For the county pool for water upgrades. Appropriated money, $202,000. You want to speak on it, Brian, or Waller?
There are any questions? They run out the bid, you have the normal process. Mm-hmm. The low bidder. The domestic water system was, you know, original to the facility in the mid-70s.
Mm-hmm.
You know, desperate needed to replace it.
I know exactly.
Time
to put it in.
Okay.
Move it, let me make a motion to move it.
Second.
Motion made by Legislator Lauren, seconded by Legislator Green. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried.
I worked for Building and Grounds then.
1973, 1972.
Did a good job. I was also my job
was
in
the pool.
I took the class from
certified
pool operator.
Yes.
Resolution number 436, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county Ray Palmer and Associates Incorporated, Department of Public Works. I believe this is for a new pool filter system at the cost of $246,600.
That pool is costing a fortune.
Now, how long ago was the other pool filter done? Do you remember?
That filter was 1999. This filter is...
Did they switch from the original Society to Major Service?
Right.
In
1999,
we went to sand.
Still sand? This new one's going to be sand?
No, the new one's not sand.
Oh.
This new one's more efficient. It takes minimal water to backwash, and it does a much better job.
It recycles the backwash water, too, doesn't it?
Something
about what the tank or something is.
Mm-hmm. And there's less water required to backwash.
Okay, less water required to backwash.
Probably 80% or so less water than required.
I had my pool and had a backwash. It took a lot of water to get it clean.
That's just good. It's more effective and more efficient system. Much more efficient.
Yeah.
But expensive. No.
Yeah. Pools aren't cheap to maintain.
A pool is over $500,000 gallons.
Yeah.
You know that? It's got a laundry in it, right?
It's you know, Marsite lining. Yeah. That was some part of that part.
When was the last time? Not this.
That was in 99. Okay. Typically, the Marsite lining is made 12 years or so. I think we got 16 seasons out of the big old Marsite liner. And the new one is a little bit better product, so we should get all of that. But
that pool is a sister pool to the Montreal Olympic pool.
The one here in Newport?
Oh, same plant.
Wow.
Because they crossed out Olympic. Ulster County.
Yeah. Jennifer Schwartz, was she supposed to be Jennifer Schwartz working?
You might be another meeting. What meeting are you looking for?
She's usually up on the sixth floor.
Yeah.
Is there another? They're not in the chamber.
It's unrelated really, but the pool this year, the revenue has exceeded any year so far.
Yeah.
By a fair amount. Which is kind of a surprise with the Rosendale pool opening up and competing with us.
Yeah, but it's the hottest summer on record.
This is for the last, we only lost a day and a half to rain this year. Last year we only lost maybe two and a half. So.
Yeah.
The use has been going.
going on? Any other questions? I'll entertain a motion to move it.
I'll move it.
Moved by Legislator Warren, seconded by Legislator Litz. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? No. Motion carries.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for coming.
50% of the members of the
Are you going to leave? Not unless you need me to stick around for something.
When we got the
window replacement. Do we still have a window?
Yeah, we got two. Can you hang out first? Thank you. Resolution number 439, amending the 2016-2021 capital improvement program, establishing capital project number 485, water storage tank replacement, SUNY Ulster.
Move it. I'll second it.
Motion made by Legislator Litz to move it, seconded by Legislator Warren. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? This will also be a bond resolution.
And this is the one that's reimbursable, 50%. The other one,
and the last one, resolution number 441, amending the 2016-2021 capital improvement program, establishing capital project number 486, window replacement project, SUNY Ulster. Move for discussion.
Is this part of energy efficiency? I mean, what is the relationship between that and some of the energy efficiency recommendations?
Just looking at the plans. DPW is not involved with the project at all, but these are more efficient windows. I know a lot of the, for the college, a lot of their windows are, the insulated glass is cloudy because it lost the seal and it's...
It's high energy efficient windows, 325X.
Oh, you're looking at the back?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, Erica.
Argon film, maybe? Argon film.
Oh, I'm
happy. Okay. Yes. Motion made by Legislator Green, seconded by Legislator Warren. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Okay, going to old business. Herb, you have some questions?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Not a question, a comment. I drove past the Parma-Liberta Bridge Sunday, and the speed at which they built the bridge and the work that was done and the quality of the work is exceptional. I would put the work that I saw there up against any contractor, no matter how large or small. And what I would like to do is if you could give us a breakdown of exactly what that bridge project cost, because I'll bet you it's half of what it would have cost if we bid it. And when I go up every January, I attend the New York State Association of County Officials. I want to see if that, I will ask them, maybe they will have you do a presentation. Because
it would probably be best left to Ed Pine.
Or Ed Pine, or Sue, or whomever, or I'll do it. I don't care. But I think there's a lot of money that, I won't say it's wasted by going to contract, but there certainly are jobs that the counties around the state, and I know Ulster County does it because they have a good bridge program, and save the taxpayers of the state of New York, of Ulster County, a ton of money. So I just wanted to publicly acknowledge that The Ulster County or Highway Department is doing a fabulous job from what I can see. I mean, I'm not sure if it was all part of the same project, but they milled all the way up to the top, beyond the top of the hill, and then paved all the way down across a bridge. It's an extremely professional job.
Yeah, that was coordinated with the village. That portion of the, as soon as we're off the bridge, it's the village, but it was all...
But even that, just the coordination, so it's a nice, smooth transition. I'm very proud.
Yeah, I don't know if you noticed that the other side of the shoulders, after Butterfield.
I didn't go across the bridge. But when is Disney Bridge going to open?
We're very close. So
it's got to be, because it's all paved, and I think there was even striped on Sunday. I'm not sure.
It was striped on Sunday. We're working on the guide rail now and the railing on the sidewalk. They are finishing concrete on the sidewalk right now, so that's where I'm going to head.
Great job. Absolutely great job.
Thank you. Yeah, I'll let the crew know, because that's... So appreciate
you. From his background and the professionalism, I'm very impressed with the comments myself. It makes me feel good chairing this committee. And I know our highway department and bridges, I mean, everybody makes their mistakes, but I think 90% of the time you're right on with everything they do.
They made some big ones down there yesterday.
That group's fairly unique, and it's kind of human nature to want to come to work and have something in front of you every day and know where you're going to be a week from now or a month from now. It
gives them a sense of pride in their job, and I think that's awesome.
The crews back in potholes don't have that same
sense
every day when they come to work.
That's
the bridge crew is a pretty motivated group.
Yeah,
go. This is on a slightly different topic. It's sort of old business that is new business that I consulted with you about. And it would be good, I think, just for Brian to hear my request. I didn't realize that Sue was on vacation. And I thought that it would be good to talk about, before we vote on the budget this year, I would like to understand what is being proposed for energy efficiency and renewable energy in the buildings, including, I understand that an RFP is being developed for more solar on other buildings, and I think this building in the jail is included.
Right, that's true.
Obviously, I tried to give her a little lead time, but she's on vacation. So then we decided that we would invite her instead to come to the Climate Smart meeting at the end of the month, which is the fourth Monday of the month. And the only other difference since you and I spoke is that it's going to be held out at the college instead of here at 5:30, because there's going to be a workshop out at the college that's Climate Smart and the clean energy communities that they're doing a presentation, because there's potentially significant grant money available if you go through that process. And so that'll be held at the student lounge in Vanderlyn Hall out at the college from 6:30 to 9. So the Climate Smart Committee is going to meet from 5:30 to 6. 5:30 to 6, out at the college. It probably won't be in the student lounge, because typically people coming to a workshop trickle in early and it would disturb our meeting. So I think we'll get a little classroom somewhere just for our meeting nearby.
But you don't know which class or anything?
Not yet. Fawn is working on that.
And then
we'll notify everybody on this committee and on the climate.
We won't even do it.
I mean, if you can't make it. But it's the 20th, I don't have my calendar in front of me, though. It's the fourth Monday. I can pull it out. I think it's the 24th, but I want to look and see.
Yep, the fourth Monday is October 24th.
Yes, that's correct. And there will be invitations to this Clean Energy Communities Climate Smart Committee meeting, and she's got a very good roster. She's got people that have come from, that are coming from VDC and the Hudson Valley Regional Council, and it's a little bit complicated. I've listened to their presentations a couple times now, and I think I've got it. It's gelled. But if we could meet an hour before, it doesn't have to take an hour, 15, 20 minutes, but just to have a chance to have that discussion so that when we're voting on the budget, if questions come up in the Climate Smart Committee or in Public Works, we've talked it through ahead of time. So that was a request that I made that I thought would make sense for tonight, but I don't want it to go into November because that's too close to when we have to vote. And it's much better to do this proactively, calmly, and then rather than retrospectively after the budget is passed, and then I'm scrambling to go through it to see what we passed. So. Right.
Or budget-wise, we don't have any specific major investments for those such systems, but there is the established capital project.
Right. So we have
$2.25 million, and so yeah, that's the RFP that you mentioned. That.
Don't we pass both? We pass the not the financial report. We pass the operating budget and the capital budget.
And the proposed capital.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Vote on.
That's and so
vote on both of those.
That's what I would like to talk about before we get there because it ties in with this committee and the climate.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's an established capital which still carrying over from last year, so it's rather thinly unchanged, other than we have bought some equipment out of it for social services, the highway quarry complex. We've funded some equipment replacement via that capital.
And then the last thing I just want to mention is that Bob Sudlow did a tour of the where Family Court is proposed to move the BRC. And I think once you see it, it really does make a lot of sense. And it helped me a lot. I still think that the public deserves to sit and hear all the pros and cons and all of that, but from my perspective, being really clear about how well that facility is laid out for this purpose was very reassuring.
Which does a lot of business with Family Court. So.
But the fact that the judges can enter, there's a back corridor, there's the chambers, there's a public space, there are meeting rooms, to construct that from scratch, the facility really is very well set up already. There'll have to be some modifications, but relatively speaking, those are pretty minor. So.
What I don't understand, Brian, you can write it and help me out here, is why is it taking so long? Why are we being told it's going to take so long to deconstruct what's the existing walls? Those walls are removable. But those are all IBM walls.
Not many more IBM walls anymore.
But the demolition will be.
The demolition should go like this.
The project is design phase and working with the state and getting their approvals and the construction itself.
There should be nothing.
It's probably 8 months, which seems long, but it's with multiple prime contractors, we're small and.
I've said it publicly. We should be in there within the first 12 months.
First 12 months after the referendum?
After the referendum.
That'd be close, right?
I'm the way thing currently set it. It's our almost daily struggle.
The other part is, why haven't we started? There's nobody in there now.
Department of Labor and Office of Employment and Training occupy
a small portion of I don't know why we haven't started already. At least removing the walls and pulling them down.
Some areas were vacated about a year ago. Right. Buildings and grounds went in and removed a few panels, peeled up some carpet and things like that in areas that were
relatively quick, I would think. Mm-hmm. You know,
but our the process is we go out to RFP for architects.
Yeah. Right, but those are there's no, wind bearing walls there because it was all open.
Right.
At one time it was a retail store. That whole inside.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember that.
So, I mean, those walls are just partitions.
So the construction will be the easy part.
And roof repairs. Didn't you have to do something in the roof?
There will be roofing work. Yeah, that roof is now almost 23 years old. So.
1994 to...
Give it to the bridge crew and be done.
And super insulate it and put solar on the roof and I'm happy.
Is there any other old business?
What's that?
Any other old business?
Nope.
Any new business?
I do have an announcement. We can finish and then I'll make my announcement.
Okay,
so
I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Yeah.
Legislator, second by legislator Warren, all in favor?
Aye.
This meeting is adjourned.